the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy has published a request for information, an RFI, at the end of last year to procure immediate solutions that could generate between 2,000 and 3,000 megawatts from independent producers. One of the solutions that have been presented to the government under the RFI has been put forward by Car Powership South Africa. The company said they could supply electricity to the grid within 2 months by parking 5 of their self-contained floating power stations in various ports in South Africa. And a spokesperson for the firm, Patrick O'Driscoll, told Business that their power ships can ramp up to 2,000 megawatts within 5 months and supply energy at about half the cost of Eskom.
We are a global company with projects ranging from across the Indonesian archipelago, through Africa, from East Coast Africa, in places like Sudan, Mozambique, up through into West Africa, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Senegal, and across into the Caribbean and Cuba, where we operate approximately 4,000 megawatts of contracts today. They run power into the grids, and we invest ahead of any contract. So we are a bit like, I suppose you could put it like a car rental company. We've always got something available. It might not be a Group A that you want, but we can give you a Group C or vice versa. So there's always something available. We are the only one in the world to do our own in-house design and engineering. And we have our own shipyard in Istanbul in Turkey. So we take a ship, an old cargo carrier, second-hand cargo carrier that we buy in the market, and then we convert it into a floating power ship. That's done by ourselves at our shipyard. And then we sell them around the world to deliver electricity to customers who are predominantly countries, state utilities of size. Eskom being one of the hot ones at the moment. With the load shedding that we've got, their demand that they've came out with the RFI, everyone's looking forward to the RFP. Government, everyone says that they're taking their time. The government is not. The government is working through a process, and that process is there for a reason. It's there to manage expectations, to manage the laws of the country and the legislation. And yes, it will take time, but if you look at where they've come from, they've had an RFI. They're now indicating that the RFP will be out by the end of this month to mid-August. So, you know, they are aggressively working through it. You don't go out and procure 2,000-3,000 megawatts overnight. You have to follow due diligence and process, and they're doing that. So, unfortunately, the power problems now. But, you know, the power problem is will go on for the foreseeable future. And as long as they have done and followed the process as per the laws of South Africa, then the contracts themselves will be in a good place. And so will the people of South Africa having contracts that are supported by Parliament, by government, all the way through the process.
So the company is called Car Powership, but is that the local subsidiary of your international company?
The holding company is called Caradenis Holding, and then we have Car Powership as the floating powership company, and we have Car Powership South Africa, we have Car Powership Indonesia, etc. It's Car Powership South Africa. We have local BEE partners. We have registered offices, registered company, and that company responded to the RFI.
Is the government open to this idea of placing power ships just in the waters off the coast of South Africa? Is that a short-term solution for Eskom?
The government went out with an RFI. The government took all of those requests for information on board. And they've obviously put them into tiers and boxes. And the indication is that they are coming out with a formal RFP as the next stage to go out and procure 23,000 megawatts of power generation. That power generation could be power ships, it could be mobile generators, it could be solar, it could be wind, it could be whatever, but they're going out to procure 3,000 megawatts. So there's no underlying reason why a power ship would not be something that would be attractive to the government of South Africa, in my view.
If you look at Eskom's cost of power generation, it seems to be around R3.80 per kilowatt hour. And some of the wind and solar companies have indicated that they could generate power between 55 and 60 cents per kilowatt hour. What would power from your ships cost?
I could do an all-in power supply for around R1.70 per kilowatt hour.
So is that about half of what Eskom cost?
That includes all fuel, etc. I think the number you're using, I believe, is the Eskom number for their open cycle gas turbines that they're running. That's not all of their power generation at that cost.
So how does it compare with Eskom?
Well, if they run the CCGTs, I would be more than 50% of the price. And they're using those CCGTs 60-70%, sometimes 90% of the time. When they've got load shedding, they've got X, Y, and Z problems in the system. And if you do those numbers backwards, then it's a significant saving.
How soon can this be rolled out in South Africa?
Initially, I could deliver somewhere in the region of about 700 to 800 megawatts immediately. And when I say immediately, you're talking a sailing time to South Africa, probably somewhere in the region of about 2 months. And I would then have the capability to incrementally increase that up to 2,000 plus megawatts over the following 6 months. And if you're going to build a wind or solar power plant, that's going to take you time, and whereas it's not going to be done in 8 weeks.
Just give us a little idea of what it looks like. So it is a ship in the water with power lines running from the ship to a mast, or how does it work?
The power comes in from the ship, has a grid substation, and the grid substation evacuates the power at the allocated voltage, and a power line is then taken from the ship to a transmission tower, and the transmission tower is integrated either there or there's a new one put up. If there's transmission lines at the shore, most of South Africa's large power plants are on the waterfront anyway. So, you know, they've got power lines running up and down the country. We just connect them to one of them. It could be in numerous locations. South African coastline is very large. It could be in Richards Bay. It could be in Kuha. It could be in Saldanha. It could be in Durban.
Is this only a short-term solution, or is this a long-term solution as well?
I've got contracts that range from 3 years, 5 years, 10 years to 15 plus years. So it can be used in various durations.
The independent producers say the process of allowing them to provide renewable energy solutions to the country is taking too long. They have started a process of consulting with Minister Gwere Montashe to discuss how this can be speeded up. The chair of the South African Independent Power Producers Association, Thomas Gardner, told BizNews that the announcement of the government to start a process of procuring nuclear weapons was surprising, and he says there does not appear to be any urgency to speed up the use of renewable energy in South Africa.
At this stage, there's like a 3 month delay in that due to COVID-19, because guys can't really do their adjudication and things like that. So it isn't actually short term or emergency, because it takes much longer than needed.
So what does it mean? Because it looked like the door was opening for the independent producers and for cleaner energy in South Africa and other options. What does it all mean for this process?
It's not clear. I mean, we've got a IRP 2019 that was approved by Cabinet October, I think, last year. And then we have some ministerial determinations, the emergency power determination that was published, I think, in February. And NERSA did concur with it, with Eskom as the buyer. And that is actually this emergency program. So there is now a basis for going out in an RFP. But I think, like I said, the RFI hasn't been worked through and detailed yet because of the of the impacts of COVID. So it seems that the RFP will only come out, I would say, November at the earliest. And it's not clear how that RFP will look. But let's go back to the IRP. So the IRP is very clear that there is a huge amounts of renewable energy to be procured over the next 10 years. There's a lot of coal base, Eskom baseload power stations to be decommissioned. There is a refurbishment of Kooburg, which is not a new built nuclear, it's a refurbishment. And then there's also quite a lot of gas to power to be procured. But in the meantime, the DMRE has come out with documentation around RFI for nuclear, which is unclear why that is done because it's not part of the IRP. And all the noises are anti-renewables. Of course, a lot of politics in that. But again, one of those things where the government is dragging its feet, no decisions are being made, and we're sitting with load shedding under a hugely constrained economy at the moment, which is not good news.
So it's definitely not the immediate solution or the urgent solution that they said they were looking for.
No, definitely not. But we said it right from the start that it can't be. You can't go out on an RFI and think it's going to be quick. We've arranged a renewable sector discussion with Minister Gwede Mitashi from the renewable sector, because he's obviously anti-renewables. And my suspicion is that it is because in his mind, we're not creating manufacturing jobs and jobs in South Africa, which is not completely true. So we want to open the discussion and see if we can get some common ground. If we can get to some common ground, I think we can move ahead. So yeah, it's positive. So we're meeting as all the renewable and IPP associations and some relevant players in the industry, see if we can get common ground. Yeah, we really want to state our case, make sure that we come over humble and assertive. We don't want to create renewables for the sake of renewables or for the sake of the private sector, but for the sake of South Africa at large and its people, where it is part of the lowest cost solution, and we need to, in the process, localize a lot of it so that we can get local jobs out of it, not only from construction and operations and maintenance, but also from the supply chain. Yeah, so it's really about creating common ground and then building on that.
This is Linda van Tolberg for BizNews.